This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just a couple of minutes away from right now, Braves take the first game of the series against the Reds last night. A lot of fun details as well, and not so fun if you're the left fielder for the Reds. No. We'll get to Brandon Adams in 20 minutes as well. Talk some Georgia football with him after they sign or get a commitment from a big quarterback recruit yesterday. And then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
Warriors, Wolves tonight too.
Yeah.
I mean, Denver was able to do it. Next, I have a damn 24 hours to recover and go into a hostile environment. And, you know, can go to state muster. How healthy is that finger for Nick? I mean, for I might call him Nick. For Steph, then also Jimmy. So, that I mean, I like Minnesota in six. But if they can get, just like, you know, the Knicks, they can find a way to put some pressure on them. Because the Warriors, they're the most battle-tested team left.
They are.
If you talk about, like, overall culture of battle-tested. We know Denver and all that's there, too. But they got two dudes that have been through them fires and a dude that ain't afraid of that fire.
Yeah, no doubt. And a coaching staff who's been through it. Yeah. And, you know, it just all kind of trickles down when you've got Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler as your leaders. Like, not only from a basketball perspective, because they can kind of answer any test that a defense is going to throw at them. They've all been there. Like, they're not going to flinch at all. And they didn't. I mean, you saw them go into Houston in Game 7 and do exactly what they wanted to do.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be a tough test after a short turnaround. That Game 7, that might as well have counted as two games, as hard as they had to play in that game to get that win and the seven-game series and all that.
And Cleveland's in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland's in trouble.
Cleveland's in trouble.
Yeah, because they got injuries.
Yes.
And injuries.
Injuries.
And a confident.
And Indiana's good.
And a confident Indiana team.
Indiana's a good basketball team. I think I don't know why it happens. Maybe we just do this. But, like, they got a lot of, like, overlooked this season. Like, they didn't get talked about at all, you know?
Well, remember Halliburton started out slow.
He did.
Yeah, he started out slow.
When we did the East Finals last year, I realized that there was a lot of injuries that helped them get there. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I kind of looked at them just as, like, when the Hawks did it. It was like, all right, that was cool. They did it once. I don't see them doing it again. They came back and won first-round playoff series,
sure,
and they're
did.
Up 1-0 in this one, too. So, you also, you know, you go back and look at kind of when they got healthy midseason. Halliburton started playing way better. They got the same record in the final 50 games of the season as the Cavs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they were both 35-15 in the final 15 games of the season. And the thing that nobody talks about with Indiana, because they're not great at it, but they were a top 10 defense in the final, like, quarter of the season as well. So they're playing better as far as that goes. So, I mean, this isn't – like, I still pick the Cavs because I still think the Cavs are quite good. And I think that they'll play some better basketball as the series goes.
They better win tonight.
But if Darius Garland doesn't play, it's a different thing. Like, if they lose because Darius Garland doesn't play, that's a whole different thing than them just sort of choking in the second round.
Correct.
Know?
But they, like, I mean, you're talking about Mobley's injured.
Yeah.
Talking about DeAndre Hunter's injured. So, I mean, that's just the biggest thing is the injuries that Cleveland has on their roster. And Donovan Mitchell shooting 30 times, and then Jerome shooting another 20. And I promise you, that you won't win no games. Mm-mm. You're not going to win a lot of games. With those two guys combined for 50, Donovan, okay, he's your best player, so maybe.
But even but still if Donovan,
30's up.
Here's the thing.
30?
Exactly. If Donovan Mitchell takes 30 shots, because he's done it before, he got to score 50. Yes. He could score 50. He's done it before. He's done it in playoff games. But if Donovan Mitchell is taking 30 shots to get 33 points, that's like, I mean, you're going to lose.
Yes,
I mean,
they did.
That's just totally ineffective. But yeah, I mean, look, you win all those games with that great core and you've got nice role players and you make the trade for DeAndre Hunter and everybody kind of feels good about the group that you have. Well, you don't have that group right now.
No.
So same thing with the Celtics. Drew Holiday is not Drew Holiday.
No.
Porzingis had to leave the game last night because he's injured. Jaylen Brown got a knee injection the final week of the season. Like, I know they skated to the second round of the playoffs, but like, you know, the Knicks are a good team and they're tough. I still think the Celtics are going to win, but what happens a lot in the playoffs in every sport, but this time of year, it's like the healthier teams and good teams tend to be the ones that go further. It's the reason why we talk about random blip teams that make conference finals runs.
Yes, injuries.
A lot of times injuries help you along the way in terms of getting there. You luck up and stay healthy this time of year, you got a pretty good chance to win.
Let's hope so.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! He deals the pitch that Olsen shoots the other way toward the line. Oh, catch made by Callahan, or was it made? And he is in some pain. The ball was not caught. Matt Olsen is going to come around and try to score, and he's going to.
Yeah, he's hurt down there. That's a broken wrist or something.
You hate it for Tyler Callahan, a rookie playing in just his fourth Major League Baseball game. The Braves do get two.
He hit the hell out of that wall.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You could hear it there.
A wall hit him.
On the replay. Or something, Tom Glavine said. It's broken forearm. So four games in and he's out for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the rest of the season. And that sucks. You hate to see it. Just kind of gross, too. Like, when they showed it.
Yes, his arms folded up and everything. Yeah, man.
Terrible stuff.
But, I mean,
but Matt Olson got an inside-the-park home run off it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Which never happened.
Which never happens, and he just kept playing. That's the thing about it. I mean, I understand you got guy, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but that's still a fair ball, a live ball.
Yeah, the ball's live.
Yeah, the ball's live. You got to keep going. I wouldn't have stopped either, you know, and everything like that. But, I mean, outside of that just horrible, horrendous event, AJ Smith-Shawver was awesome last night. I thought that, you know, we talked earlier yesterday when we found out he was going to get the start, you know, good because we didn't know what was going to happen because the last time he started, how the ball bounced off his arm. But able to go out there and just put together a strong start. And, you know, these young pitchers, mainly him, we know about the whole option and all that other crap they like to do with these guys. Let him figure it out. It's not going to be always this good. He's going to have moments. The biggest thing is just because he may have a moment in his next start don't mean that he can't bounce back from that. Now, if it's a continuous pattern, I get you. But just after a little bit of adversity, don't sit his ass up there with the Wanksters.
Yeah, I mean, to me
– you learn nothing from Wanksters. You know that, right?
No, he's proven that he's beyond that. Like,
yes.
He's not he doesn't need AAA baseball anymore. What he needs to do is be out there every 5 days. Obviously, it's great when he has nights like that. But it's also going to be beneficial to him when he gets in a little bit of trouble and learns how to deal with that too. Because like you said, every start's not going to be smooth sailing like last night was. He's got to be able to get into a jam and get out of it.
Yes.
He's got to be able to have a not-so-great start and bounce back 5 days later and have a good start. Like, that's the process of becoming, you know, a starting pitcher, a professional in Major League Baseball. The guy's, 22? You know what I mean?
He's a baby still.
Yeah. I mean, so the more the more he can get, the better every single time he's out there. That sounds like a little bit of a curve. I'm not trying to do that. The last three starts have been good. Like, he gave up two earned runs in five innings on April 12th against the Rays, and then they sent him down. And then, like you mentioned, the Colorado start where he got hit by the comebacker. He went 5 1/3 and gave up two earned runs. Him probably would have gone seven if he wouldn't have got hit by the comebacker.
Him pitching as well, does that, like, I don't want to say prolong, but gives you a little bit more time with Spencer to give Spencer more and more time to recover?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't think so?
Treat those things as related at all. because I'd still rather have Spencer in there than some of the other guys.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
You know what I mean? I mean, I guess it makes you feel a little bit better about it if he's able to go out there. But here's the thing. Like, if he can – again, I know he's not going to pitch like he did yesterday. He's not going to go eight innings and give up one hit every 5 days. But
jinx.
He's got a 3 ERA in 5 starts this year. That's really good.
Right.
Like, that's really good for a young guy who's still – every start is a growing opportunity for him. If he can be anything like what he's been so far this season,
he's
out there every 5 days.
He's going to stay.
Yeah, and that's also a really nice option at 4 or 5, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing you say about Elder. Like, if Elder's giving you what you're getting right now and he's your 4th or 5th starter, phenomenal. Obviously, Sale's got to get back to
being him.
Last year's Sale level stuff. His last couple starts have been there, and I thought his last start in Colorado was his best one.
What about Shrelly?
Yeah, he's kind of, again, young guy, kind of going to be up and down a little bit.
Yeah.
I know he had, like, those 3 starts to start the year, and everyone was like, oh, you know. You know,
so he's a made man.
He's still young, you know.
Yeah.
He's still going to have some bumps.
Yeah, like, he's a made man.
But, yeah, he's going to be up, too. Like, I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. And then you get Strider back in the mix. Like, that's a pretty good rotation.
Yeah, take advantage of this team here who's in town for 3 more games. Go beat their damn head in. The Cincinnati Reds stink. They got good players. They have one great player. But the rest of it is just, you know. Yeah, meh. Is it mid or meh? Whatever. They're one of them.
They're 500.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Why do they seem like they're worse than that? The Braves aren't even 500.
No. I was like.
Yeah, the Braves aren't even 500.
I do agree with you, and I think everyone probably does. The Braves are certainly better than the Reds are. Reds are off to a little bit of a better start than the Braves.
Yeah,
are.
Exactly.
Not that much better.
But no.
They're 18 and 18. The Braves are 16 and 18.
But now they're looking like, were they?
Yeah, they're mid. Yeah. They're mid team. They're a mid-team.
But they better have a better record than Braves.
They got a pretty good pitching rotation. They got a guy we really like to watch play in Ellie De La Cruz. And they got a great manager. They got Terry Francona.
Terry Francona.
So, I mean, I don't know. Everywhere Terry Francona's been,
they kind of find a way.
It doesn't take
though,
too long.
They kind of find a way.
And then they kind of figure it out. Yeah. Now, he was at teams before that spent money and had great players when he got there.
Cincinnati
people
don't spend money either?
No.
Nah.
No, they're not spending any money.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
Their owner dared.
Vegas, Oakland.
Their owner dared their fans to find something
else
to do.
Was that the owner? I thought it was the mayor.
It was the owner.
Oh, I always thought that was the mayor of Cincinnati.
He said, what else are you guys going to do? Which is basically what Jamar Chase said when he signed his contract.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here.
There's nothing to do here. I know I won't get in trouble here. Like, damn.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do here.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of validated the Reds owner's comments from a couple of years ago. What else are you going
to
do?
Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Never have.
There's nothing to do in Cincinnati.
It's not on the list.
It shouldn't be.
You know?
Yeah, it's not one of the powerhouse cities where you got to go see.
Nah.
Unless, you know what?
Nah. There's only a few cities in the United States that I haven't been to yet that I really want to go to.
Unless you're a...
Cincinnati's not
unless
on the
you
list.
Unless you're a ballpark guy, where you got to go see every ballpark.
I would love to go.
Like that.
Yeah, like, I'd like to go to a game.
There's Abe with his thumbs.
Hey,
up.
The Reds Museum is actually really nice.
They got great history.
Yes, they do.
Great American Small Park. I would love to go there and see some baseball. But
so you
like,
want to go to Cincinnati?
No, I wouldn't mind going to a ball game in Cincinnati, but I don't really want to go to Cincinnati.
That's one of those cities that you find a couple of cities close to each other.
Yeah.
You go to multiple ballparks one every day.
And Cincinnati's close to a lot of stuff.
Game and you leave Cincinnati.
It's on the river, right? One of those rivers?
Yes,
Ohio River, yeah.
Yes, it is.
One of those rivers?
Like, is it one of those rivers?
Yeah, there's all kinds of rivers through there. We went to, when we drove back from Missouri a couple years ago, remember we went that road trip in Missouri, Springfield?
Mm-hmm.
Place I have been. Wasn't on the list either. Never going to have to go there again, though.
They moved?
Brother-in-law got a job in North Carolina.
Hell yeah.
So they're leaving.
Charlotte?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Y'all going to spend a lot of time
with Charlotte. Not sure.
Y'all going to spend a lot of time with Charlotte.
They're not committed to Charlotte.
Her best friends live up there.
I know.
Their brother lives there?
Not yet.
Okay,
he might hasn't committed, but he might. And like, I know that means. But anyway,
all right, time for Charlotte.
We went to Paducah, Kentucky, on the way back, and that's on that same river.
Any thick bunnies?
Not that I saw.
Oh, okay,
not that I saw. anyway, Cincinnati's not on the list. We also found a little bit out about Strider and Acuna last night.
Acuna, Ronald Acuna.
Now I call him Acuna because I like him.
I love him.
But yeah, we don't know.
It says he doesn't have to go back out to LA to visit the doctor, or whatever. He can start getting ready for rehab assignments and everything like that. Then they're saying the trajectory still is kind of like later on this month when he'll be back in the lineup. So that's something. It's more than we had. We knew he's coming back in May.
We know that he doesn't have to go to LA.
That's what we know.
That's what we know.
Yes.
Other than that, it's kind of the same stuff. And then Spencer Strider is playing long toss.
Yes. Didn't get hurt. He didn't get hurt doing long toss.
And he
right?
didn't get hurt because that's what he got hurt doing last time.
Is that what he got hurt doing last time? Long toss?
I don't know. Catch.
Catch.
Catch and long toss.
Long
is the same
toss
thing.
Is a version of catch.
Catch. Long yeah. toss, just long catch.
Yeah.
That'll kill me, man.
Throwing a football is also a version of catch. We don't know that he was doing that, but to pull a hammy, come on.
Well, you think he was throwing a football?
I don't know what he was doing. No, I'm not going to. I'm not saying.
Yeah, he's playing catch.
He needs to play catch with somebody that can throw accurately as though it
That's got to be what it is. He had to be trying to make a hard catch, right?
Or he was playing football and running routes and trying to do that release.
Maybe. Like somebody, whoever he was playing with threw it too high, and he was like, I can get that. Oh, hammy. That'll happen. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Obviously, one of the topics will be the Jared Curtis commitment. Five-star quarterback, class of 2026. I just like he picked Georgia over Oregon, so he's fine by me. We'll talk to BA coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open and we will answer all of your questions. Before we do that, though, we're going to ask Brandon Adams some questions, because after Randy, who is the most excited that Jared Curtis has committed to Georgia, because nobody gets fired up about five-star quarterback commitments like more than Randy. Woo-hoo! I know BA is very excited as well. BA, how are you?
I am doing well, and I am excited. It was a good day for Georgia yesterday.
I know you actually legitimately are. Randy's doing his woohoos. Can you tell us about Jared Curtis a little bit? I know he was a very highly sought-after recruit, and Georgia wins the battle yesterday. What do you know of him as a player?
So I think, and listen, the player comps are always kind of loaded, right? But yes. I think that the closest player comp that I can kind of see for him, not saying his career is going to work out this way, but reminds you of Matthew Stafford a little bit. You know, I would say that he's maybe slightly more athletic than Stafford, although when Stafford was at Georgia, he moved around, I thought, you know, pretty well. But big arm guy, maybe got a little moxie to him. You know, he's from Nashville. You know, he does not play, I guess the one knock is, does not play against the highest level of competition there in Nashville. But at the same time, you know, Arch Manning didn't play against super high competition in New Orleans either, and that doesn't stop him from being, you know, at the top of all the lists here to begin this season. So, you know, this is, I think, a legitimate five-star. The fact that Georgia and Oregon had kind of gone in so hard on him sort of indicates that, and obviously, at one point in time, he had been committed to Georgia, decommitted, and then Georgia won it back again. So nothing's ever a guarantee, including his signature right. in December. But for today, it's a, I would say, pretty big deal for Georgia.
What do you think it came down to? Because I know I see a lot of – I mean, me and Andy were talking about yesterday, but, you know, as far as can Georgia outbid – not Oregon, can they outbid Phil Knight? And obviously they can't, but do you think it came down to an outbid? Or is it the fact that, you know, and I see a lot of it now, Bobo was so intricate in this process and all these different things, and we know how this offseason has been for Bo. Do you think it was more or less they choose Bobo and the dogs and maybe less than Oregon?
Well, I mean, look, Curtis has got agents. You know, Oregon is known to be a big spending program in NIL. So, you know, their presence would lead you to believe there were high dollars involved. And if Georgia didn't have a big offer, it wouldn't be, you know, in kind of the finalist list on this either. So there was definitely an NIL element to this recruitment, like all the big recruiting battles going to have. But I do genuinely believe the relationship with Mike Bobo probably helped win the day here for Georgia. That, you know, if it didn't have a big offer, it wouldn't have had the chance. But of schools that had big offers for Curtis, I do think for, you know, a couple of years now, the Curtis family has felt really close with Bobo, and that was enough to, you know, to I guess help him envision himself, you know, going to Georgia for his college career. I do think, in other words, Bobo was instrumental in all this.
You think proximity has anything to do with it, too? I mean, that's hard. That's just speculation. But Nashville to Athens isn't too hard. Nashville to Eugene's a pretty long trip.
No, I do think proximity was a part of this. And, you know, this kind of goes back to a few years ago where, you know, down here, you would oftentimes see a player in the South list Oregon as one of his finalists because even, you know, pre-Dan Lanning, Oregon was kind of a cool school, had all the uniforms. I know, you know, Andy, the Washington fan doesn't like to think about that. But, you know,
it hasn't resulted in anything, so it's fine.
But Oregon had some cachet down here because of the fact they're on TV all the time. And I used to joke, you know, years ago, that it's like, man, these guys are not going to Oregon. Everybody puts Oregon in their finalists, but nobody ever really goes to Oregon. And if you do go to, you know, out west, you end up transferring back because it's too far from home. And so it used to be that was a hard and fast rule that guys were, like, fascinated with the idea they may go play in the Pacific time zone, but they never really did. I would say that's less hard and fast of a rule than it used to be, but ultimately I do think the Nashville proximity to Georgia was also an aid that allowed them to get Curtis too.
You know, usually when you get a quarterback 2 years or 2 years kind of removed, meaning he's still in high school, you always look at it from a standpoint, well, we don't need a quarterback because of the guys that we have on the roster, add him to the roster. But in your opinion, do you still think they need to go out there another quarterback for the 26th season because of the fact is that, you know, how these kids – you told me that you weren't going to recruit nobody for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I want to leave. Do you think it's a possibility that if you were running a team, Jets, you would recruit a quarterback every single year?
Oh, for sure. I mean, and really, I mean, I would say that Georgia right now is probably underserved at the quarterback position a bit. What do they have? Four guys on scholarship, I guess, but one of those is injured. You know, I think in the right circumstance, they might would have, you know, or had, I should say he has been injured. I think that under the right circumstances, they would have even looked to add a veteran as kind of a supplemental backup here this year. So, you know, pretty clearly Georgia doesn't have more quarterbacks than it needs. And what it really needs right now is sort of figure out who its top flight quarterback of the future is going to be. And, you know, obviously everybody hopes that Gunnar Stockton does well this year. And if he does, then I guess he could still be your starting quarterback in 2026. Mm-hmm. But you know, kind of beyond that, what happens after that, that's very much up in the air. And, you know, you can certainly be cynical about this kind of process if you want, and I understand why people would. But the truth is if you had to hang your hat on who is the most likely to succeed with nothing being a guarantee, it would be somebody that has the physical traits. And I would say that Curtis has better physical traits than any quarterback that Georgia has brought in really quite some time.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, talking about the big recruit that Georgia landed yesterday, Jared Curtis. Let me ask you just kind of about the offseason in general, because it feels like the emphasis has really been placed on building an offense. I mean, we're talking about a huge recruiting class in the receiver position that's actually going to play this coming season. Then you go out and get this five-star quarterback. Like, are we covering it differently just because we feel like that's what Georgia needs, or is it really just been a kind of a wonderful offseason as far as building the offense?
Well, I mean, I think there's always going to be a natural extra level of attention on offense compared to defense. But in this case, I do think that's probably true. I mean, I think last week we talked about in the spring portal, Georgia brought in, you know, a handful of transfers, but it's the running back that probably got the most attention because that feels like it kind of meets an immediate need. So that's both an example of where people are just naturally interested in the offensive player, but also it is Georgia trying to elevate where it was a year ago, and it was kind of outside the top 100 when it comes to rushing yards overall. And, you know, Curtis, you know, for a future year beyond 2025 is also an example of this is kind of the final frontier for Georgia. Like, they have dominated everything in recruiting, but they really haven't dominated quarterback recruiting. But maybe now, because it's tougher schedules, the playoff is longer, the level of competition when a national championship is probably getting more intense, maybe now you sort of feel like you have to be great everywhere, and that may be as much of anything. It's not a stated reason, but that may be as much as anything why Georgia's kind of gone all in for a five-star quarterback like this, even though they just won two national championships with a guy who was a walk-on.
What do you think it would take, B.A., for Kirby to self-impose suspensions on himself in game 2-4 of a football season?
Like, I just don't think – I mean it's, what happened at Michigan is just laughable.
Yeah.
I just don't think we would let somebody get away with that down here. I mean, whether it be like, you know, Kirby or somebody else from some of the SEC, if they try to pull some nonsense like this – Now, I'll tell you what makes me mad. Y'all know I've got a little bit of a thing about the Big Ten anyway. But what makes me mad about this is I grew up my entire life with the people from places like Michigan kind of turning up their nose at us down here in the South, like, you know, all y'all do is cheat and you condone cheating and you're dirty. And, you know, we're up here worried about academics and books and stuff like that. And all of a sudden now, you've got this situation where this is going to be the third time in the last 3 years that a Michigan coach has been suspended for multiple games. Harbaugh suspended himself twice. Now Sherrone Moore is going to be suspended, but not for the Oklahoma game, for like the game like before and after it or whatever thing like this is. I mean, honestly, like for all the time in which the Big Ten has sort of tried to hold themselves in some sort of esteem above the SEC, you know, now they're just cheating left and right, or at least Michigan is. And it certainly appears that way to me.
I mean, this will be seven games now that their coaches have missed in the last couple of years, mostly because of this thing, like because of this yes. Connor Stallion stealing. The funny thing is, I didn't realize this. I was listening to something this morning. The first game that he's going to miss is against Central Michigan, mm-hmm. right? Which is where Connor Stallion was on the
right.
sideline
yeah,
with the disguise yes. on. So
you don't want to shake hands with him.
Full circle.
And I don't want to, like, relitigate this whole thing, but I just want to make it very clear. I do believe that Michigan cheated. I do believe aided by the cheating. And it's one of those things where it's like you're kind of supposed to get over it at a certain point, but mm-mm. it becomes hard to get over. This is why people make a big deal about this. It becomes hard to get over when you're like, you watch the mob. I know we got to go, but you watch the mob movies. Remember Elocution, like the mob boss got to stand up there in front of court and just sort of say what he did? I don't really feel like we've ever gotten proper elocution yet about what exactly Michigan did. And that's why people still get so mad when you have this sort of Mickey Mouse suspension of, like, two non-concurrent games yes. against lesser opponents.
Yeah, B.A., we appreciate it. Great stuff as always.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast every single day. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily too. Can I tell you how I kind of heard both of the stories that we mostly talked about? Jared Curtis and then the Michigan stuff at the end?
All right.
Michigan cheated to beat Washington, so Washington's the rightful national champion.
Right.
And Jared Curtis picked Georgia, indicating the downfall of the Oregon program.
Works for me?
Those are the things that I heard.
Yeah, it works for me.
Are my headphones broken? No.
Works
for
me?
I think it's this purple shirt I'm wearing.
I think that's it, too.
All right. We'll come back and get to it AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. AMA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. And a few phone lines available as well if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes. We're going to start with Andy, who's in Atlanta. Hello, Andy.
What's up, Andy? What's going on, Andy? Randy? Hey. Randy, you talking earlier about, you know, your bathroom story over the porta potties. Man, I drive a truck, man, and I had to go so bad, I was kind of in Palmetto, so I knew where this can was. Mm-hmm. And so when I got there, you couldn't even close the lid on the thing.
Ooh.
Man, dude, I had to go, bro. I kind of had to take off my clothes, climb up top, and let her rip.
You doing like a catcher squat?
Yo, that's freaking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. That's what I'm saying. That these music festivals, stuff like that, like they just don't, the whole weekend, like at least clean them every day. But
Was there we got a question there, Andy?
Mm-mm. Oh, Andy.
No, I just wanted to share that story.
Oh, man.
Just wanted Atlanta to know that. That's wild, though, to think, like, you probably do have to do that in some jobs. It's like you got to keep a mental map of where bathrooms are.
Yeah.
Because you might be out and about, you know? Abe maybe does this. When I would go on, like, real long runs, I would always try to make sure along the route there's bathrooms.
Because
you never know.
Right.
Like, the worst thing is you get 4 or 5 miles into a long run and the guts start bubbling.
Bubbling up on you.
I had to go. One time I was doing a long run in Boston and I had to beg a convenience store owner.
Please?
I was like, dude, I got two options. One of them is you just let me use the bathroom.
Right.
I know you have one. I know it's not for customers. I'll buy anything you want. Or I walk around back.
Your choice.
Nature calls.
Nature calls. Nature would have had your ass clink.
He let me.
Okay. Well, you would have had your ass up in the clink.
Nah, you get arrested for pooping behind a building?
I would think so, Andy.
They got to catch you.
I would think so, Andy. I would think that they would put you
in the clink. What law does that break? You show me that law.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would put you in the clink.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, so look, I think one thing I've learned from listening to y'all show, no grown person can get another grown person in trouble, but y'all almost got me in trouble, man.
No. We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
Okay.
We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
And I knew you were going to say this,
man. We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
A lot of trouble lately. What happened?
Look, when I told y'all wifey wasn't feeling good, y'all didn't tell her to get better. So when she listened to it, she said, well, when you say you don't feel good, or other people call in and say they fellas don't feel good, they always tell them to feel better. Why they tell me? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, but I know what Randy would say right now. Another grown person can't get me in trouble, so that's not my fault.
Is she feeling better?
Is she feeling better?
She is definitely feeling better.
That's good. That's good.
Even without our help.
Mo's lady, we're glad you feel better.
We are happy. And we did intend to say it. Sometimes you get sidetracked. You know what I mean?
Yes, it happens a lot here.
I do have a question today.
Okay.
And I talked to Mo about this over the weekend on a message.
All right.
So if you give a little boy a curfew for prom and he don't get your daughter home on time, is it your daughter's fault or is it little boy's fault? And I know y'all dad, y'all girls dad, so I wanted to ask y'all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mo.
It's his damn fault.
Right.
Yeah, it's his damn fault.
But I can't punish him.
Oh, no. I can punish him.
Well, sure. But, she's going to be in trouble, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not letting her off
the hook. There's going to be a consequence in the house But, I, you know, I don't know. I can't ground him.
I can't ground him.
But it's not my responsibility.
You can't see my daughter no more.
Sure, yeah.
How about that?
Totally.
But I'm just saying, totally that is, that having a 18-year-old daughter, that is the trickiest thing. Because these little girls, they were, oh, daddy, now why I love him. I don't give a damn what you do. That boy's head, I told his ass to be here on time. You can't see him. But then what you going to do? You going to lock her in a room?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
she's also going to see him at school.
She's going to see him at school.
That's probably where she met him.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to be careful. Be careful with daughters dealing or always and try to instill in them how we are. I'm talking as boys. How yeah, we are. You got to educate your daughters, man.
Got to be honest about it.
Your mom and daughters, your relationship is your relationship. It is beautiful. Fathers, you got to educate your daughters, man.
Yeah.
Especially about these little. Ooh, I'm both said
because a lot of things have changed.
These little, yeah, especially these little dudes.
Dudes are
especially these
still
dudes.
Dudes, though.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, look, I mean, of course, she's going to, you know, if the curfew was what even is a curfew these days? Like, what's the right time? What do you even say? Our prom didn't even end until midnight.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's different for everybody. Like, curfew, like, it's not necessary. I have a curfew with my kids. They come home when they're supposed to.
Right.
They ain't coming in at all.
It's
got to
be easier a little bit now, too, though, because you can communicate a little bit.
Yeah.
Back then, it was kind of like, all right, we're going to prom.
Yeah.
It's over at midnight. I'm going to go to Denny's after, and then I'll come home. I don't know. I don't remember even really having a curfew.
I didn't do nothing to have a curfew. Yeah, I didn't do enough. I didn't do enough in my lifetime to have a curfew, like, because I never stayed out late.
Yeah. We would do stuff, but it was like, you know, we'd just be at friends' houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody be at the house.
Yeah.
Or we'd camp out. We camp out on base. We find a place, like a big open field, and we camp out there.
I think my one of the things my mom did, I don't know, worked for me, probably wouldn't work for everybody. It's kind of like stuff like that didn't start happening until it had to. You know what I mean? Like, harsh rules didn't take place until I basically showed that I was irresponsible.
Yes.
So as long as I was being responsible and I was taking care of stuff,
no,
she was like, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
do whatever you want, but like, within reason.
Yeah.
And I pretty much was, I don't know, solid. All right, DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Man, look, I'm married. Y'all are married. We love our wives to death. But I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Who was y'all's, like, 90s crush from, you know, back in the day when you was younger and you was like, man, I can't wait to grow up and marry this girl. I'm just curious. Topanga's mine, but, you know, I love my wife. I know y'all love y'all's wife, but I'm just curious.
Topanga.
I mean, a lot of people love Topanga.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I told you. I mean, you know, as the 90s, I was a little bit older, and so I could, like, have, like, inappropriate thoughts. Like, when I was young, like, I had a crush on Claire Huff.
Yeah, it was just an innocent crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that damn six from Blossom.
Yeah. I know you've said that.
Boy.
That's kind of that's probably an uncommon one.
Yeah. Six and Blossom was thick like a honey and grits mixed together. Boy, <it's> just yes, she was.
She was kind of annoying though.
What that gotta do with anything? She was fine as hell. And then Lisa Turtle. Up under that damn dress she used to wear.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
Yeah, I like Lisa.
You can put a solo cup on the back of it.
I was all three in Saved by the Bell. I liked all of them.
Yeah.
And then when he worked at the beach club, too, the lady that worked there. I think that was the lady from King of Queens.
Oh, yeah.
The
Tia
wife.
Leone? Yeah.
Is that her name? Something like that.
Leah Remini?
Leah Remini, yeah.
Some kind of Italian name.
Leah Leone, someone different.
Yes, sir.
Also, in the early seasons, there was Tori.
When Tori got... When,
oh, yeah.
When old girl, though, when she started, like... Like growing into herself, and like,
all of those,
all of those
are really good ones.
All of those.
Didn't Blossom briefly become the host of Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Pretty like,
oh, she?
My buddy was on Jeopardy a couple years ago, and she was hosting it, and I was like, this sucks. Now that they chose the other guy, Ken Jennings, I think, who won it a million times. But yeah, I only watched it the once because my friend was on it. He came in second.
You ever
want to
wow
so close?
You ever in your life want to wow your kids? All right, and it happened like last week. We were sitting in the living room and Jeopardy was on, and I got like six of them.
Yeah.
What's
your?
I was very impressed, and they weren't all.
The
and it wasn't all sports.
Yeah, but like, what's the category that you're doing good at?
It was wars.
Oh yeah.
It was Oh my God.
Yeah, you watch a lot of documentaries.
It was a couple other things. But yeah, I got like six right. They were like, damn, Dad. I was like, yeah, you know how I do. You know, I did. And then, but after they get the answer, oh, yeah, yeah, that was it right there, yeah. Like, I really do with that answer, though. They know what the hell they were talking about.
Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Man, I'm just sitting here listening. Appreciate all the education.
Thank you.
Girl dad myself. Got a twin girls about to turn two, so I'm looking forward to the help coming.
Yeah, man.
You're looking forward to fighting, ain't you? Like, yeah, really he sound like he was waiting for some little boy to act up. Just wait.
So, yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. But what you're about to experience with two-year-old girls is going to be pretty interesting also.
I mean, that wasn't where I was going my question today, but that's just, you know, that was kind of the topic. But So my question today is you know, Memorial Day coming up. Let's get a top three barbecue items for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Memorial Day at my house is definitely a like rib fest. Mm. Ribs on top of ribs. That's one of the main staples.
I haven't done ribs in a long time.
It's been a while. And I'm looking at this new smoker thing. Remember when I had where like the inside, like the barrel smoker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of that one. But there's a new one they got, Andy. And it's so damn cool. But it's one of them things where you got to sneak purchase it.
Why?
Because she be tripping.
Well, you do
this.
Have nine grills.
I'm down to four.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm down to four grills. Yeah. All right. And being Black Betty. But, you know, Black Betty only comes out for special occasions.
She was out.
Yeah, Black Betty. Black Betty was out a couple weeks ago. But,
so you just talked me into ribs. Yeah, so we're doing ribs that weekend for sure.
Yeah, there's not ribs.
My wife makes great potato salad, so she'll probably make some potato salad for that if we're cooking out. And then I don't know, watermelon.
Oh man, it's been a long time since I had some good old.
God, watermelon's good.
The hotter it is, the better it is.
She bought pre-sliced thing of watermelon yesterday, which. I don't know. I kind of like to slice it. But then if you don't have to do the task of slicing it, that's fine.
Yes.
But she opened it, and then the four of us ate it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was going to be the side.
Yes.
We were going to eat it along with our tacos last night.
Oh, no, man.
That was the appetizer.
Tacos were amazing last night. Ugh, just unbelievable. It did a different like a taco bar bunk. So we had taco salad. We had the soft shell. I did go pick up the hard shells. Nobody ate them.
Oh, I ate a hard shell.
But we had the soft shells. We had taco salad last night.
That's great. Mm,
it's great.
That's great. All right. Cody is on 285. What's up, Cody?
What's up, y'all? Hey, so last week, y'all, everybody was doing the top Outkast songs, and it broke my heart that no one brought up Spodey Odie, Dopealicious.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great
love
song.
It. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. So that's a good one. But anyways, I was calling to ask, Randy, I appreciate you never overhyping the offseason for our Falcons. because it gets a little crazy here on the station. I mean, even when Desmond Ridder was our quarterback, man, when everybody was going crazy. But anyways, what is y'all's win totals for the Falcons this year?
Oh, Cody. So early.
Cody.
So early.
Double digits.
Okay.
10.
Sign me up.
What?
I'll take 10
right now. There's no reason.
Oh, dude, come on, stop.
No reason.
But the thing about it is I'm not going there. I am not. I'm not going to go there.
You just did.
No. Double digits saying that you win 10. I said they should. Uh-huh. I'm not saying they are.
So that's not your prediction. No, that's not our prediction.
They should win at least 10 games. They should.
At least 10.
At least 10.
So that could be even more than 10.
They should win. Dog, Andy, there's, in my opinion, one top. I think the Eagles are the cream of the NFC right now.
I think that's right.
But I think the Eagles, I think the Rams are good. I think the Washington Commanders are going to fall back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think they're falling back. I think the Rams are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. 49ers?
Nope.
Lions?
Nope. Lions. The Lions. Thank you. I think the
Packers?
The NFC North is the one you're going to have to fight through because the Packers are going to be there. The Bears are going to be there. I'm sorry. The Lions are going to be there and the Vikings are going to be there. And I think the Bears are going to be better. But there's no way they shouldn't win 10 games this year. There's no way. No way they should win 10. That's it.
They'll find a way.
Don't do that, see?
I know. Now I'm doing the other thing.
Yeah.
Because I was optimistic.
They should win 10.
And then you took that position and I was like, hang on a second.
Yeah,
we can't both do it.
No, because
it's not even summer yet.
Because it's like I have an easier landing than you, especially that damn Mike Bell. My landing is easier after a Falcons name because I'm like, you kind of expect it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Now this year is going to be different.
Of course. That's what I said. And the thing about it is, we spend more time with each other, damn near with our wives and kids.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time with each other.
We do.
And the fact is that I'm going to have to look in your face Because Michael Pittman is going to have a three interception game.
Are you right about that? He is.
And
he
you gonna, and you come in here and say
and somehow they're all going to be great.
Somebody else's fault. I'm just sitting here like
I'm not really going to do that, but I am. Yeah, I mean it's going to be much more emotional investment than there ever has been.
I love it.
Because it's not only him. They got Braylon Trice coming back. Kevin King's over there. Caleb McGarry. Who knows? Maybe they'll pick up another Husky in the offseason. They got Jimmy Lake out of here just like the Huskies did, so I'm happy about that.
Come on, man.
Great. We've got the Atlanta Huskies. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Abe doesn't deal with heat well.
No.
Yeah.
Randy says, don't be looking like luggage.
Don't be looking like
wearing luggage. All that Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, head to toe.
Show up with confidence. Don't forget to strut.
Yes.
And you can't be a nasty ass freak unless the other person's into it.
In which case, fire away.
For me, it's all about spicy takes, but not about spicy food.
It's true. Food, mild. Takes, caliente. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.